From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. United Nations Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura told the European Parliament Tuesday that he is uncertain about Aleppo's future.
Clearly, I cannot deny this is a military acceleration. And I can't tell you how long eastern Aleppo will last.
UN says a Syrian government offensive has forced nearly 16,000 people to leave their homes. Thousands more could follow. Britain and France have called for an immediate United Nations Security Council meeting on the recent increase in hostilities. Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin described the call as a propaganda campaign. At least 71 people were killed when a plane carrying members of a Brazilian soccer team crashed late Monday near Medellin. Several people aboard the chartered plane survived. James Bargent is covering the story.
Obviously, everyone's in shock here. I mean, the fact that it's a football team doesn't make it any more or less tragic, but it definitely increases the shock factor.
The team departed Bolivia to play in the final game of the Copa Sudamericana tournament. Rescue efforts were hindered by the mountainous crash site and low visibility. A U.S. general was blaming human error for a coalition airstrike in September that killed Syrian government-aligned forces near Deir ez-Zor. Brigadier General Richard Koh says the coalition thought it was striking Islamic State forces. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says the U.S. will learn.
The United States is not only the most powerful and most precise military on Earth, we are also the most transparent. When we fall short of our high standards, as happened in this case, we acknowledge our mistakes, we learn from it, and that's what we will do after this event.
This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump made his selections for two more cabinet posts Tuesday. Trump named Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price as the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Trump says Price will lead his administration's efforts to repeal and replace President Barack Obama's signature health care plan. Also Tuesday, Trump named former Labor Secretary Elaine Chao to head the Department of Transportation. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump called Tuesday for stiff penalties for protesters who burn American flags. Trump said nobody should be allowed to burn the American flag, and if they do, there should be consequences, perhaps a loss of citizenship or a year in jail. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1989 that laws banning destruction of the flag violate the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which protects freedom of speech. A 1958 court decision banned stripping a person of U.S. citizenship as a form of criminal punishment. A United Nations human rights spokeswoman said Tuesday that civilians in the Iraqi city of Mosul are being killed by Islamic State extremists if they attempt to flee or refuse to help the jihadists. Ravinia Shamdasani said IS jihadists have carried out hundreds of execution-style murders of civilians who refused to allow IS rockets and snipers in their homes, or who attempted to flee. In an incident last week, 27 civilians were reportedly executed in northern Mosul for leaking information to Iraqi officials. The Islamic State group says the man who carried out Monday's attack at Ohio University was what it called a soldier of the caliphate. A statement posted by the group's news agency says Abdul Razak Ali Artan had responded to calls to attack the citizen of what it called international coalition countries. Law enforcement officials say just minutes before that attack, Artan put a post on Facebook blaming America for killing Muslims abroad. Artan, a Somali-born refugee, was living as a legal permanent resident in the U.S. and was a freshman business student at Ohio State. Hundreds of thousands of Cubans have gathered in Havana's Revolution Square to honor their late leader, Fidel Castro. Castro died Friday night at the age of 90, and beginning Wednesday, his ashes will be carried eastward across the country in a 3-day procession. Castro's remains will be buried Sunday in Santiago. A fire at a school in the southern Turkish province of Adana has killed 12 people, including 11 teenage girls. 22 people were injured. Fire broke out in a girl's dormitory late Tuesday. Cause of the fires unknown. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.